Welcome back, everyone, to Shut the Fuck Up Anime is On. Happy to be back again to continue our little mini series for our underrated animes. But before we get into that, I am your lovely, lovely co-host, Frankie. Oh, co-host. whatever. Frankie, aka Pixel Potato, aka that bitch. And I am joined with my amazing co-host, Andrea. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I had a 3-day weekend, so today's my last day off for the weekend, but I'm excited to go back to work, which is something I never thought I'd say. And I also, side note, not really anime related, but I rode the Guardians of the Galaxy ride at Epcot.
Ooh.
It was, if you like rides, favorite ride I've ever been on, ever. So
is it like a real roller coaster?
Yeah. Okay. But it's like the cart that you're in moves too. So we kind of like will spin.
One of my clients at work this past week was talking about the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, and she's like, it's the best like ride in the entire world.
Best ride I've ever been on. If you get motion sickness though, don't go on it because you will get
sick. Y'all are so spoiled. I'll tell you.
Sorry.
Come on down to Florida.
I got Coney Island. Coney Island.
I can get you in for free, Alex.
Yeah. She got perks now. Benefits.
Maybe next year. That's when I can look at trips again.
All right. So, Alex, how are you doing?
Unless I drive.
Coney Island.
Coney Island sucks. and it's none but tourists because it's hot as hell. We're living in a 90 degree heat wave, and now it's my turn to rain a lot. So, that's fun. But other than that, I am good. Trying not to think about food right now. So I'm ready to just talk about this very disturbing end.
Oh, Alex is fasting, everyone. It's kind of depressing. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. You made that decision on your own.
I did.
This is a you problem.
Yeah, that sounds like a personal problem, honestly. So.
Literally, it's literally a personal problem. That's
self-inflicted pain.
It's literally a personal.
All but right.
As long as we don't bring up food.
I'll try to squeeze it in there somehow. So. So before we get into our show for today, the underrated anime we're going to cover, anime news, Yu Yu Hakusho, woo! Live action is coming out later this year in November.
Another one.
Yeah, another one. I'm scared but excited at the same time.
I'm not excited. After what happened with Cowboy Bebop, I'm not excited.
See, I didn't think Cowboy Bebop was that bad.
I hated it.
For them making it like a multi-series thing and actually wanted to do more of a like continuous story, I didn't think it was, it has to grow on you. So
I don't know. I think they should have stuck to how the series was, where each episode had like a different storyline, instead of trying to give Spike a whole backstory and giving him a different name, and wasn't a fan of it.
Oh, I liked it. Well, Alex, what's your opinion on this?
On this new thing? Oh, man.
Well, I were talking about Yu Yu Hakusho.
No. Yeah, I'm like, you were talking about well, no, Yu Yu, here's the thing I realized about Netflix. Ever since they fucked up with Death Note, they're trying to overcompensate and go too much into the source material in terms of look and aesthetic. So what it is they're suffering because they're afraid to go out, branch out, and to make their own thing using that as like the source material. That's why with Cowboy Bebop, they literally are taking it right out the anime, certain visual styles. So right. You're seeing it, like it looks like the anime. The problem is the story is not translating the same way.
And I liked the visual effects for Cowboy Bebop. I thought they were cool.
And so it's messing with people. Like the story, the visual looks like it's coming right out the pages. Problem is now when you go through the story, it's not translating because it's not meant to translate. They're not making the different tweaks. They're doing the little off. Well, with this one, where they did like little off kill things. With Yu Yu Hakusho, that's going to be tough because that's pretty much a shonen. Now you're trying to put a full on shonen. I doubt the effects are going to live up, because to do Yu Yu Hakusho right in terms of effects, you need a big budget without it looking cheesy or corny or like a stage play. And what they showed with the images of, you saw the images with all the four characters, right?
Was it just their hands or something?
No. One of them was their hands. They showed what Yusuke is looking like.
They
showed Kurama. Kurama looks like a chick, by the way, but I guess.
Well, Kurama looks like a chick. Yeah. So.
They didn't show him. I think that might have been his hand. No, that was Kurobara. That was Kurobara because they showed like he was when, like, you know, I don't know, but I got to look at the image again. But it looks like a stage play, to be honest. But I mean, it's all Japanese, so at least thank God they're not a freaking American. So thank God for that.
Oh, okay.
They're all Japanese, so that's a good thing. It's gonna be tough. Like I said, there's still one great anime adaptation in existence, and that's the Rurouni Kenshin series.
Yeah, they've yet to, and Pokemon, and they've yet to. We'll see what's gonna curse. If it's One Piece, I'm gonna be pissed. If One Piece,
wait up. You know One Piece. One Piece is being done.
I know, but I'm saying if they break the curse, I'm gonna be pissed.
The guy looks excited though to be playing Luffy. So I think he'll do a good job, to be honest.
I know. Sorry. I saw a comment on Facebook where somebody said that, like, dude, like the superhero movies back in the day were not as good, and they eventually had to evolve into something good. So that's probably what has to happen to anime.
But we have the technology. Well, that's the thing.
I think it's the story. They just have to.
They literally just have to copy and paste.
But no, it's not even copy and paste. You have to adapt. Yeah, you can't copy and paste. You have to adapt. You have to find that fine line. And it depends on what the story is. Like, every story requires a different approach. That's why Death Note fails so bad, because you could copy and paste, because that story is set
to be
in a realistic setting. They made it. They just turned it into a completely different genre. That's where they messed up. Something like Yu Yu Hakusho. Just make it a high school theme type of thing.
Yeah. Just
Don't say that, because then it's going to turn into a Riverdale type of thing, and I don't want that.
Stopped. I stopped.
Yo,
I just Riverdale before
I made
that
it.
Happened.
I made it to four seasons. I made it pretty far with Riverdale, and then at some point I was like, "This makes no sense." And then when I look back, like I always peek to see what's going on. They're talking about like spirits and reincarnation,
it's superpowers
and,
now, right?
And characters being revived, and they keep going with telling ghosts. I was like, okay, so y'all just don't give a fuck. And they literally said, yeah, we don't give a fuck. We're just gonna do whatever we want.
There's CW, like multiverses. Jughead kissed Sabrina Spellman, I think I saw.
What? Yeah.
Right?
She made the Sabrina from the Netflix show made an appearance. They brought it on to Riverdale, that same girl.
I don't want to know anymore, but I stopped.
And mind you,
I got to beginning of season 3. And I was kind of like, the storyline even at that point was confusing. I didn't even know what was going on. I'm like, this is not.
But Yu Yu Hakusho, I think it's going to be bad. Because again, it's too iconic. It's too top level that you can't, I don't know.
So just what like do we think? Yeah. No, sorry, Andre, we've been cutting you off this entire time.
I was just going to say, just like if they can't do like a live action Hunter, I think it's the same thing for Yu Yu Hakusho. You can't do it. But yeah, that's all I was going to say. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, what do we think this means for Avatar The Last Airbender adaptation?
I don't know.
Because if they tweak anything in that to make it more adaptable or whatever, I'm going to be pissed, because nothing needs to that needs to be a straight copy and paste.
Yeah, because they kept it the same. Like, that's what messed up the other one, that they did not. They did everything but keep everything the same. The only problem with Netflix, the Avatar Netflix, is that people like Mike and Brian left. I'm going to say this on record. I don't feel bad about them leaving. Only because I can tell what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Probably Netflix was like, we cannot translate that to live action, to be honest. And Mike and Brian, as they got, they wanted to get more, more just do everything, throw everything at the wall. And that's what messed them up with Korra. Were like, anything we got, just throw it at the wall. Let's just do whatever. They were too, so at least with like, even those three movies they announced that they're doing, I think they're doing Kyoshi. They're doing something with Zuko. I don't know. I think it's probably the thing about his mother.
Yeah.
And they're doing one more. I forgot what the other one is. I think it's one outside one. At least that one is already fit in their established world. So they don't have to do too much. Like, the Kyoshi story already exists in the comic version. All they're going to be doing is adapting. So with them, I know we just drifted into Netflix, but it has to do with the live action. With them being away from the live action, I'm hoping Netflix sees what the original was and just, like you said, cut and paste. Just make it look good. I like the cast.
Yeah.
Because the only extra CGI thing they got to do is Appa flying in the air. That's it. Fire, and then like, fire, water.
That's easy. That's been done.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's like literally make it look good, though. but make it match the martial arts that they're doing. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they brought experts to make sure, look, whatever we're like, put the all they gotta do is put the attention to detail and put the time in to care and have these kids, when they're doing the moves, you can see how it translates into bending and people will love it.
They need to consult with the people who did Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
The visuals and stuff for that, because that Avatar Y would go great. That's all they need to do. It's so simple. It is so simple, guys. Doesn't need to be this complicated. Stop
just
fucking
do what
with
we
us.
Tell you to do. That's exactly. All they need to do.
We're going to have to bully. If it doesn't look right, we're going to have to bully them like we did with Sonic. I didn't bully. I was not a part of that. I'm just talking about the world and in general, how everyone bullied.
I just sat back and said, this is going to be a shit show unless they change. I didn't really care one way or another. I'm like, I'm not going to watch. Then I decided to watch. I was like, okay, now I'm willing to watch it. I just wasn't going to watch it.
So keyboard warriors, do your duty. If Save it's not show. Looking right before it comes out, I'm willing to wait if they need to tweak things. So keyboard warriors, this is the time we need you. We're calling you to aid.
Yeah.
all right. So for today, our second episode in our underrated anime shows, we are doing, I don't know how to say the full entire name.
We'll just say Madoka Magic.
Yeah.
Madoka Magica.
Madoka Magica. Yay.
It's a lot of words. We'll put it in the title.
It's Prella Magi Madoka Magica.
There we go. Alex Prella Magi.
Madoka
Magica. Words. I'm not going to say that the whole time. Madoka.
Yeah, Madoka Magica. Magica. And this was Andrea's pick. And honestly, this was such a great pick, especially coming off of Steins;Gate. This was refreshing. Like I said, guys, Steins;Gate was good, but Madoka Magica was
better. Haha, cool.
Yeah. He's not here to defend it.
I know.
Yeah.
And this is exactly how I watched it in this order, where I finished Steins;Gate, then went into Magica.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was so refreshing. And it's easy. It was only 12 episodes, too.
Yes.
Which I loved.
And
my God.
I think the thing with this show, too, it kicks off in episode 3. You don't have to wait half the season for something to happen. Like, once you get to the third episode, it's like, oh, okay, let's go. So I think that's one of the easier things about it.
Yeah. Wait, so how are we going to do this? Are we going to have Andrea explain first?
We each of us can go exactly like what we thought going into it. And then.
Okay.
And I'll have you guys go first.
Yeah, Alex can go first.
I want to hear your
opinions. So going in, again, this was another one like Steins;Gate. Well, I've always heard about it. Always heard it talking about. Thing is, like, I always watch a lot of Watch Mojo anime stuff. Shout out to Watch Mojo plug. So, like, they always have like different lists, like most so and so character, most fight scene, most craziest twist ending. Madoka Magica would always end up on this list. So here's the thing: I was already spoiled in terms of the ending. Well, no, not exactly the ending, but the motivations of Kyubey. So I already knew what he was about. So watching him, I just wanted to see how he was portrayed throughout the show in terms of, and man, fuck that little cat. But then again, I like him because you know what about him I liked? He never lied.
I think that's what makes like a good, a good quote unquote villain, because he just doesn't have emotions. That's all it is. He's not a bad guy.
He's real. Alex is frozen. There you go. You're back.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't frozen. My mic had, I pulled out the mic. So I was moving. I just couldn't hear what you're saying. But wait, what'd you said about the villain?
Oh, I
quote
just
unquote
said
villain?
The,
yeah.
I like a villain who doesn't lie.
Yeah.
Like, he just doesn't have emotions.
And I like, do you even call him a villain? Because I'm watching it. I'm like,
yeah.
He just said, look, you want this? You can be a magical girl. And you can, I go, man. And he was very desperate in making Madoka a magical girl.
Yeah.
Like, every minute you can do this. And then again, I'm knowing what he wants, what he is about. Not exactly. I just knew he was bad. And I knew that being a magical girl is not what it seems. He just didn't tell you he told you the full truth, but there was no emotion behind it. So, like, when they would get mad at him, I'm like, why are you getting mad at him? He's like, telling you what, when you ask, he's like, I'm going to tell you. He's like, I don't care. I have no emotions in this one way or another. Yes, you're going to get used, but you get your wish. And he is, say what you will, he's honest. And he never deceived. And he was true to his word the whole time. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love watching this throughout. The witches, though, made my skin crawl.
Yeah.
I loved them.
It it's because it's such a departure from what the animation is. Like, it would get all creepy in there. Rah, 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 rah. Like, oh my God, ugh, I can't even talk. It's just creepy. It really is giving me goosebumps.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed this from beginning to end, even in the first episode. I think I was only hooked by the first episode because I knew you guys had watched it way before I did, because I've been really behind on the homework assignments. I just finished it probably like 2 hours ago. So I kind of already knew. So first episode, I was instantly hooked. It is animation wise. I love the animation change up styles. Like when the witches would get introduced and they'd go into like those little alternate dimensions or whatever, like to their territories. And I was so overwhelmed in the best way possible of trying to like figure out like what was going on in their dimension or what the theme was of the dimension, or even locating where the witch was on the screen was like, I enjoyed trying to hunt for where exactly it was, because they all the magic girls knew, but I was trying to where is she, is this part of her, like you had no idea,
because it was all part of the tapestry of the artwork of what's going around, so you didn't know what was what.
And then not knowing where the attacks were going to come from was like, so I loved the fight scenes. And for Cube, I went into it knowing it was a villain, because Alex spoiled that in the group chat.
Kind of didn't
stuff though. Well, you I said
what did I say? I put him in. I was like,
you said fuck this guy, and then something villain.
And then I love him. Oh, I did. Oh, whoops.
Yeah. So, but then by the end of it, I was kind of wondering too if he's actually a villain or not, because like you said, he's brutally honest whenever you ask, but he did kind of leave out key points. It was more of the things of like, you had to ask the right questions in order to find out, or else he wasn't going to tell you, because to him,
he's like, I don't care whether you care about, meaning, okay, because he has no emotions, he doesn't realize they would care about this. So it's like, I don't care to tell you, but if you ask, I'll tell you.
Yeah, because he even said at one point towards the end, he was like, wow, you humans, like there's six or seven billion of you guys, and you guys just care about like one life. I'm surprised. He was like, I'm surprised like your race has lasted this long, has been able to like coexist together with all of you guys having like such different emotions. I'm like, damn.
it's like don't you realize that I sacrifice a few of you for millions of you to live? And he said, and I like when he went, I know we're jumping ahead, but when he shows throughout history, freaking Joan of Arc.
I was about to say Joan of Arc.
Cleopatra, like when he's like, I've been doing this for years, like hundreds and hundreds of years. Think about your history. And
you guys would not have evolved without me.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, this is keeping you guys alive, and you're mad. The ones I've killed, they're famous in throughout history. I was like, he's not wrong. It's like almost like Thanos level explanation.
Yeah.
You're sitting there like,
that's a good way to put it.
Cube Thanos.
And I think that's why I liked him so much, because I love Thanos. I'm a firm believer. I still side with Thanos with everything he did. He was right. Yeah. So Cube, I was kind of like, sacrifice a few to save the many. Yeah. So, but it was just seeing it all unfold and everything get told. I was, you know how some animes leave you still asking questions?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And stuff. This one really didn't leave me. Like, I feel like they answered like everything. I wanted to know like what everyone's wish was, what their backstory was for like the main people I cared about. And it left me very, very satisfied at the end. And not a lot of animes I feel like do for me personally, because they introduce so many different things, or they'll forget about things here and there, or just expect you to kind of like not care. So I was happy that like all my questions and like concerns with characters and stuff were answered. So I enjoyed this so much more than I thought I would. I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't know like it was going to be like
that good.
This enjoy. I can't wait to rewatch that ending, honestly. Yeah, the ending too. Like, it wasn't too, even though they have like the weird girly, the super super girly Lola type of thing going on, there were a couple of times I was like, like towards the end when they were all naked. And I was like, these girls are like 10. And like cuddling in space. So like, and you see their boobs. I was like, this is weird.
Japan, but, baby. Japan.
Yeah, Japan. Good old Japan. But no, I because I don't watch a lot of like the really, really girly cutesy animes, but this one was this. Oh, Andrea, this was such a good pick. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's okay. Actually a good way to end it, because that's why I picked it for an underrated anime, because it's very like Magical Girl, which is not something that a lot of people like it. Magical Girl animes, like they have a lot of fans, but it's not like, I don't know if they have like, the people who don't like it, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like there are people who like shonen and they're like, oh, I'm not going to watch that because that's very Magical Girl and I'm not going to be into that. So I feel like a lot of people miss out on this anime because it comes across as a Magical Girl, and it is, but it's very dark. And I think too, another reason why it's underlooked is because people who like Magical Girl animes don't necessarily like horror animes, and that's what this is. So it's kind of like, shakes it up. You miss it on both genres. So that's why I picked it, because that's why I think it's underrated, is because it's not something that people of both genres will pick up on and be like, yeah, I wouldn't watch that because they're so different, if that makes sense. But I'm really glad you guys liked it.
Yeah, or the girls who are into Magical Girls turning on, they're like, oh my god, what is this? Yeah. Like, why is there blood?
Like, why did she just die?
Yeah, death. Like, I was.
Yo,
I was
when happy mommy fucking dies, yeah. I'm watching it like, is she supposed to die this soon?
Yeah.
Wait, did
yeah.
she really die? I was like, what the hell? You have the mentor character just
snuffed die.
Out? The fuck?
Oh my God. I was so happy. I mean, like, it was a shock. I was like, oh my gosh. But I was like, yes. Yes, this is great. Because there's just see blood and yes. stuff too, which I'm happy yeah. about.
Just and- whoosh. And it just. The hanging and then body.
Like, it gets fuck? Even sadder too, because they can like never retrieve her body.
Yeah, when they explain that,
it's not only sad because she dies, but it's also sad because nobody else will never know that she died except
the Magical Girls. There. Oh. And how they explained, like, yeah, in the world she'll just be forever a missing person.
Yeah.
So when the other girls, like, what was the girl with the blue hair?
Oh.
Wait, no, they found her body.
No, she turned
into a witch. No, she became a witch.
No, but they found her actual... Didn't they say they found her actual body?
No, okay, so remember, when you turn... That's not her body. Remember, when you turned into a Magical Girl, you become the soul egg thing, right?
Yeah, but isn't her vessel or something?
That's not...
That's what I mean, like her vessel. Which
yeah, but that's not really her body. Yeah,
but I mean, but in the real world, they think it's like her body.
Yeah,
they
assume, yeah. Which even that concept...
Yeah.
I was like, the hell... Cause like they threw it on the truck, and as it got further away,
she just died.
I was like, she just died too.
I was like, what the hell? And the other one had to go get it to bring it. Cause it's like, no, you're gone. I took everything out of you. This is just a doll that the egg control. I was like, what? What?
It's like, oh, you should be grateful, because this way you're not gonna feel pain or anything.
And then she started getting she started getting twisted. Like, oh, I don't have to feel pain, so I can really go hard in the pain. I was like, but. I mean, yeah, but no.
And then you actually see her name is Sayaka, by the way.
Sayaka, yeah. There we go.
And then you see her actually do that too, where she kind of just turns it off. And
oh my god,
she is such a sad story too, because the reason why she became a Magical Girl for someone else, and they all warned her not to do that. And
all right, man ain't shit, and I will say that this is the only time.
Oh my god, that pissed me off so. Much when he ended up going like, dude, you are full aware that this bitch like is in love with you. If only you knew that she just sacrificed her life to become this Magical Girl, knowing full well like she knew enough at the time to realize like this is not.
He's watching like, damn, homie.
And he just went off, and the girl confronted her.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, you have until this time to ask him out, or else I'm swooping in on your man.
Yes.
I'm like,
but she also, she didn't say anything either. Like, you realize she didn't say anything because she realized, like, she wasn't a human anymore. Like, that's why she never said anything.
I know. And oh my God. And then at the end, when she's watching him play the violin, she's talking to Madoka. Madoka. And She's like, I hope they're happy together. My heart actually broke. I was like, bitch, get your man. Like,
I
no.
Like, I hope they're not happy together.
He was dead, but
it's so. And he only got, and once he got better, he's like, all right, I don't need you no more. But because like when he lashed out at her, when he kept saying, he's like, do you think I like this?
Yeah.
Like, I can't play anymore. What do you like? I was like, oh, that's fucked up. Because he's trying that way. And yeah. I understood him a little that, yo, you think it's helping me, but it's kind of torturing me because I can't do this anymore. So that was what sparked the decision to heal him.
So yeah, but he was even, and then even when the Kyubey was like, is it either Kyubey or Mama was like, you have to make sure like your wish you're doing it because like you're actually helping them or you want the gratification from it. So it was interesting to see that she actually, wanted to do it like to help him, which broke my heart even more. Because some of us would have done it for granted.
Like, she helped him, but she did ultimately have the intention of like being with him.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't like immediate, like I'm doing this because I want him to be with me. But like when she realized she couldn't, somebody else wanted him, it kind of was like, oh, I wanted him.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, God. And that's why,
ladies, disclaimer, men ain't shit.
Leave
him. If he's on
do
the,
not yeah. sacrifice your soul for a man. Okay.
Don't do it.
It's not worth it. There's somebody else out there who's going to swoop right in.
Because we all see it with the NFL players. The girl that's stuck beside them in their rough times, they end up leaving them. It's the same exact concept.
Yeah, same concept.
God, that girl was such a bitch. I was hoping she would kind of like die in like crossfire or something from like the side effects of the world.
It's not her fault. She didn't know what she did.
She didn't know.
She's just like, look, you like him, I like him. Make a move. She gave her a chance to make a move. She told
her. She gave her a deadline. She got 24 hours.
I think that's being respectful. Like, she could have just did it without telling her. She's like, look.
That is true.
Because it's more than 24 hours. She's been watching. He's like, you've been around him all this time. I want him. You got to step up. If you step up, I'll back off. If you don't, then that's it. Yeah, game on. That's very respectful.
Decided to go after him after he was healed.
Hey.
Okay. Like.
That's why she gave him she gave her a deadline. It was like, look.
Like, bitch, you could have said something beforehand.
It's like, you put in the work, and I'm going to give you a chance to benefit from the work you put in.
If not, I'm going to take all there your you work go. And claim the credit. That's,
exactly.
Yeah.
I can't say anything because we've all been down that road before. we've all been on both ends.
Yeah.
Make your move.
Oh.
It's respectful.
Yeah.
But it's still sad how she.
It's still sad.
Just ends up because now it's like she had nothing to. Because now she has this power. All she get, and she went into the cold killing witches. She fully embraced that life.
The one thing I really did like, though, because I was because I knew there had to be something with the wishes. I did like that we found out later that because she wished for someone to heal, that like
she got
her magic ability was healing. So she
got
like a stupid fast rate. I kind of wish they went into that a little bit more with some of the other characters, even though I know it's like the main plot for what was the girl with black hair?
That is, the time.
Yeah. Whatever her name
is. Yeah, basically what your wish was based on literally became what your kind of
power
is.
Power would be.
I'm curious what mommy's. Did they ever say what mommy's wish was?
No.
I mean,
she died in episode 3. So
they never actually. It's
I feel like shooting, we didn't so. Like we didn't like really get to meet her.
Either. I know because like, they established her, as if she was going to be the mentor character, help them guide the way. The one thing which fine enough about this anime is that Madoka never actually transformed for a large amount of it. Every time
I was wondering if she ever was going to.
Yeah, and every time they would sell it or like promo it, other than what we already know, it's always her in the uniform or as the magic girl. And as throughout the show, I'm like, what the hell? Because Kyubey kept trying to push it, like, hey, make the wish, go ahead, do it. And then we realized that's what's her name was trying to stop him from.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what is the point of her not doing it? Isn't the point about her being a magic girl? When will she transform?
Yeah,
that was about patience.
And I was okay with how they did the show. I was okay with her not transforming until the end. And then that whole jump back in time thing.
That was, I think, episode 8 or 9, where we get the other girl's full backstory.
Her backstory. She,
Yeah.
I think she's one of my favorite characters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She's, so going back to the episode of Steins Gate, she's almost like the main character. And so it's like we're getting the other, what's her faces? The we're getting her point of view now.
Yeah. We're seeing it from the other side of.
Yeah. Who, you know.
No, not, you know why I can't say that? Because when you realize still didn't do anything. We at least knew Madoka was putting in that work. That's why she was so important to her.
Yeah.
Because then when we go back and we find out, no, the real timeline was Madoka became a magical girl first.
Yeah. And she had to go back and stop her.
Yeah, she was willing to save her friend. So it was almost like, what you did for me, I'm doing for you. It's like the twist.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out why she was so adamant about her not changing into a magical girl.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, like, why are you? Because I knew she wants to kill
Stop hating.
Kyubey.
Homura, yeah, that's
it. Yeah, she wanted to kill him, and then she was just so insistent on Madoka not becoming a magical girl. And I'm like, girl, like, what is your...
Stop hating.
I liked her from the beginning, because she was so serious. You knew,
like, she was trying to... I think after you find out, like, it's not all it's cracked up to be, you kind of realize that she's not the bad guy. She's not, like, she's trying to save them, even if the others don't know it, like...
Yeah, because for a little bit, I was wondering if she was going to be the main villain outside of Kyubey, because I remember them saying, like, oh, like, yeah, magical girls fight witches, but they fight, like, even magical more girls. With other magical girls. So I was like, oh, maybe she got some beef with, like, the rest of them. Maybe
and, but see, that was that would mess me up, because I knew who Kyubey was. The moment she went after Kyubey, I was like, all right, she's not evil. So she literally said, don't trust him.
Yeah,
put it out right on front screen. Do not trust him. I was like, okay, I know, as like, because of being spoiled, I know not to trust him. If she does too, she's good. So I never saw her. I just was curious why, though. That's the reason. I know we shouldn't trust him, but then she wouldn't, because she kept trying to kill him every chance she got. Yeah. And he kept saying, like, the first time, bang, put holes through him, and he's like, stop trying to kill me.
Yeah. And then he, like, comes back and eats his own body.
Yes. And he's like,
what a creepy little guy.
And what's so cool, like, again, I think you got to break down the timeline of why she became who she was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. So. With Homura. I think we need that, because it's so ingrained into the. That was the big twist.
Yeah. So when we first meet her, she's kind of like this, like, who is she? She's a badass kind of girl, but we don't know anything about her. And then once we get to episode, I think it's like 9 or 10.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
We see that
it's her episode first, 10.
Like, what?
It's episode 10.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you just
see her first introduction with Homura, which is where her story starts. She's the shy, nerdy girl with glasses who's new and has been in the hospital for most of her life. And she meets Madoka, becomes a magical girl. Do you remember what that big fight at the end was called? The witch?
Oh, that's
with a B.
Yeah. Damn it.
I'm horrible with names in animes. That's why I keep saying that person.
It's not even like
it's a famous name they use, though.
Yeah. So
no, okay. It's not even B, it's W. It was Walpurgisnacht.
That word. I'm not
gonna call her Snot Girl.
Walpurgisnacht. So yeah.
So that it's like this big event, which this monster, the biggest witch they've ever fought. She goes to fight. She's fighting with Madoka, Mami, herself. She becomes a magical. No, she doesn't become a magical girl.
Madoka was the magical girl first.
Yeah. And then Madoka, who's her very first friend, dies. So she makes a wish. She's like, I want to save Madoka. And so they keep getting to this big fight, this big witch, and Madoka dies every time. So
yeah, because she keeps turning back time from when she first meet her.
And didn't Kyubey even say, like, hey, this fight's pointless, like, let's go.
Yeah, he's saying this point, yeah, like, this is something that's going to happen. You just got to let it go. But she doesn't. She keeps turning back time. And because of that, because she's centralizing this time on Madoka and trying to save her, she's made Madoka the strongest witch ever.
Yeah.
So now all these points of time are kind of tied to her. So now Madoka's the strongest witch, and eventually the strongest magical girl, and then eventually to become the strongest witch ever.
Because it's funny, because Kyubey, that's why Kyubey's like, yo, why am I so... Because each time, like you said, Madoka's potential is getting stronger.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the energy that Kyubey can see. So that's why with each time, like, Kyubey keeps getting more focused on Magica. Because remember, Kyubey doesn't know anything. That's the cool thing about it. In each timeline, he doesn't know until he realizes later.
Yeah.
So he's like, and then I remember because when he had the speech, he's like when he hits, he's like, this is why her power keeps, I'm so obsessed with her because you, and he, I like how he's like, this is your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not me. You keep putting, like, it's like feeding a pig and it's getting stronger and bigger. It's like, that's why everything keeps converging on this girl. I'm trying, because I know if I get her to be a magic girl, that's more energy than I'll ever need.
Yeah. He'll good. He doesn't need another magical. I also like the point that he said too, where if Homer were to stop, she would also in turn become a witch because all her efforts to save Madoka will pointless have been wasted.
And hopeless. And she'll fall into, yeah, you'll fall, mind you, in the cutest voice possible, you'll fall into despair. I'm like,
I love how that smile never left his face and he stayed happy and just go lucky with everything he delivered.
Because he's like, I'm loving this. He's a scientist, basically. He's like, I'm loving this. The more energy you create. Now, when I pop this balloon as a magical girl, but you pop this cherry, it's going to be just an abundance of more than I could ever hope for. Thank you for this. But I was like, damn, that's fucked up. And he's just reveling in her despair. He's like, yes, I love this.
And he'll just let her keep going too, if he could. Just to make that balloon bigger. He doesn't care.
No.
Yeah, that's Homura's story, which I think that's why I'm saying she's kind of, back to Steins Gate, she's kind of similar to the Doctor, where he keeps going back to save his annoying friend.
Yeah.
But she's going back in time to save her cool friend. So,
yeah. Ha ha. Take that, Cole.
Take that, Cole. That's what you get.
Y'all are so wrong.
Just had to put that little dig in there.
Yeah. But, and one thing I kind of felt like, though, with Madoka's wish, I felt like I kind of knew it from the beginning because I kept time, I was like, well, why don't they just wish for the witches to go away? That was like one of, like, within the first couple episodes I was like, why doesn't someone just make that their wish? Like, can they even wish for that? Because I didn't know the boundaries.
Nobody else knew.
Yeah,
think when about they it Homer,
they don't know what the witches are. They don't know what,
yeah, they don't. Oh, Homer did, but Homer already used her wish to go back to be able to go back in time.
Well, I'm just saying, even with as much as like Madoka knew and all that too, I was like, she should just wish for, that's what, well, I'm saying, I kind of knew it. I kind of knew that was going to be her wish. Out, I was like, she should just wish for like all of this to go away.
Yeah, like, once she actually was given all the information she needed, he's like, well, I'm the only one that doesn't have a wish yet. Which, and even Kyubey was like, was he mad? I can't remember.
Yeah,
I
don't think he was more surprised.
Yeah, and not, I don't think he was ever upset because the very end, we kind of find out that it, in his perspective, it didn't really matter. Like, they were still out fighting.
Yeah, it was just a different way where lives didn't have to be sacrificed.
Yeah.
And because I remember even when he had the final conversation with Homura, he's like, I don't know what way existed before, but this way seems fine with me. And it's almost, and that's always like with villains and stuff where it's like, yo, there's another way. But it was like, it was being lazy. He didn't want, it was like, why do I need to learn another way? Until Madoka said, no, I'll just create another way. And he was like, oh, this is this way. All and right. He's like, because he even said, wow, I'd hate to know what that world was like where you had to constantly sacrifice magic. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Such an asshole.
Yeah. Like, because he doesn't care. He's like, hey, wow, that must have sucked for you for that time of that world. I was like, this piece of shit.
This guy. But he didn't know. He didn't know in that timeline either that I guess there was another way.
And I loved how he was honest about, like, when I forgot what it was she had asked. And he was like, no, I really don't know. Like,
because you know what it is? Again, that requires emotions. If one way works and it's been working,
then why?
Why do I care to do another way? I don't care about these lives. I don't care about my way is working. It's very cold and it's very calculated, but it's actually worked. It's like, my way works. There's no need for me to learn another way.
Yeah.
Oh, it was when they were trying to bring back, what's her, Suzuka? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Suzuka, when they were trying to bring her back, they're like, can we bring her? Like, she's a witch now. Can we reverse this? And he's like, I don't know. You it's worth a shot. You can try it. I have no idea. I'll learn something new.
Didn't he tell Madoka, make a wish?
That's
he had told her that too, but he had said, I have no idea if this can be reversed, but give it a shot. Go for it.
Even at the end, he's like, I don't know if this is gonna work, but if it does. No, I remember what he told me. He said, normally, no. But because you've built up so much power and everything converged, you're actually the one case where this can happen. That's what he had told him. Because right at the end, because again, he's still a scientist. I look at him as just a emotionless scientist. But he said, based on the data, you've built up the most because of what Homura did to you. And because of your potential, if there's someone that can do this, I'm pretty sure it's going to be you. He wasn't mad. You're right. He wasn't mad. It was more like, again, intrigue. Like, let's see what happens.
More surprised that it got brought up. Like, oh, let's go. I'll learn something new. Let's go for it.
Exactly. Let's figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised, though, that, like you said, towards the end, that, like, I still have a hard time viewing Madoka as the main character, which is weird because it's her. The show's named after her. Yeah. Because I really don't feel like. She gives main character energy because she has the hair color. And she's like damsel in distress the entire time though. And like, he's like, oh, you need to make the way. And it does end up coming down to her though.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, what's the black girl's name again?
Homura.
I feel like at rewatching it, she would definitely, well, towards the end. Yeah. She's definitely, because all of this happened. All of this is happening because of her.
Yeah. But yes, towards the end. We don't realize, though, that, like, first watch. So once you get towards, like, episode 10, then you're like, ooh, okay, maybe she is. After myself rewatching it, I still saw Madoka as the main character, even though I knew what happened. Yeah. But I think...
You know why she is? Because...
It's the hair color.
No. this is why I think Madoka is the main character. First of all, we see her family life. We see what she struggled with throughout the whole anime. Her powerlessness, her wow, Homura's so cool. She keeps stepping in to save me. From her, again, we don't know the truth. So from her point of view, it was always a helplessness behind it. There's always, first it was Mami, then Sayaka, and throughout Homura the whole time. And there's always this temptation, like, why don't I just step in? Why don't I help everybody? Everyone kept getting in her way of making the wish or taking the risk. And it turns out, like, she was the reason why, is because it was by design. She was literally being kept out the fight because of what Homura wanted. And so she is the main character because she is the focus. Homura is doing the work, but who's the goal? Who's the inspiration to do all of this? Everything Homura was is for Madoka. And then when we learn, Madoka could hold her own. She was supposed to be the magical girl first. Homura got in the way of her destiny because she was so obsessed with saving her. She got in the way of that's her being the true main character, as you would see it, because she's like, it doesn't end well for you. And you've done so much for me. I refuse to let you be the main character of your own story. Yeah. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah, I guess because to me, it's because pretty much when it came down to like what was actually going on, it was all through Homura. The whole like... Madoka not becoming a magical girl it was Homura, her wanting to protect, it was just everything was Homura, her trying to top Kyubey, her letting them know, hey, Kyubey's like evil, like he's using us and stuff. Her the whole time travel thing was a big element in the whole thing, and it was all because of her. She chose to keep the entire thing going, which is why to me I felt like, even though I know, Madoka, of course, like in a simple sense, she's the main character. But I feel like Homura, because of how everything played out and how she kept everything going, because she didn't want it to turn out a certain way. That's why to me, she gave me main character vibes.
I got a great way to try to relate it. I'm going to bring up Code Geass, right? Let's say if at the end of Code Geass, Nanali, seeing Lelouch died, all of a sudden got a Geass where she could travel back in time. And she travels back in time, and all she does is stop Lelouch from becoming Zero, from doing everything he can to achieve his goal. Constantly distracting him, taking over, doing, even if for some crazy, like taking over everything he was supposed to do, she sort of does it herself so that he doesn't have to do it. And the whole time we're thinking, okay, she's the main character. She's so cool. But Lelouch is always being the focus. And then we go back and we look, oh no, this is what this path he was supposed to take.
I like the way Alex originally said it, where Homura was not like letting Madoka be the main character, where Madoka was supposed to be the main character, but because of everything Homura did, she kind of she was not letting her be that magical girl that she was originally supposed to be.
Okay, I guess to me, I just got distracted because her backstory and everything too like played a heavy part into why, of course, why things turned out the way it was. And like you said, I guess not letting her be the main character is a better way to put it. I guess in my mind, she didn't let her, and Homura ended up becoming it though. But I feel like just because
she's like, I saw that show, I don't like it.
Just because Madoka's the focus to me in my world.
Yeah.
Like, and the show's named after her, of course. But in my world, I like to focus on and think the main character is the person who's really pulling the strings in the show.
Yeah.
You could also say Kyubei is also the main character because he's pulling some strings.
He's he's just antagonist doing protagonist.
He's just doing things.
He's just a little guy.
He's like, look, I have a mission.
Yeah.
You can take the deal or not. Make a wish. You want something you desire? Make a wish.
What would you guys have wished for?
If you had to do it, Alex,
if you had to be a magical boy, what would you have wished for?
Wait, I'm just trying to picture that outfit. That would be funny.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Let's see. I would like to be able to see every path a choice is made. Any choice I can make, I would like to see every path of it, so to speak.
Oh.
So then my power is...
You could choose
Dr. Strange.
Yeah, changing people's destinies, sort of type thing.
But that's dangerous. That's super dangerous.
Yeah. Mr. Multiverse.
Oh, no, because I would give you the best path. Because I would see what makes you the happiest.
That's an opinionated kind of.
It's not. Yeah. Not if I see what makes you the happiest.
That's still
your choices.
You into a villain.
It's still your choices, though.
But what is if it's, it? Because
no.
you're choosing it for
you're,
me.
If you're huh? interfering with destiny, it's no longer someone's choice.
Well, it's a possible choice.
Isn't the best choice.
But remember, a choice doesn't come cemented until you choose. So you haven't chosen yet. But there's
But you have.
I could stay in the right direction. Go this way. Don't go that way. Boom. Your life is for the better.
You know what this is giving me flashbacks to?
What?
The character Loki.
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh, that's a great inside joke, guys. Oh, okay.
Shut up.
I'm not a part of either, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's my magical boy power.
Okay.
Frankie, what would yours be?
I don't, outside of being able to eat whatever I want without gaining weight, I don't know if I would be. I don't know if I'd be a hero or not.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be a hero or not, honestly. I'm so passive aggressive. Well,
I challenge every person that says that. Because most people are not about that life. As much as they brag about it, I'll be a villain. You're not about that life. Because you'd have done it now.
That's the thing. I don't want to go to jail. I'm not trying to.
Yeah, that's the and once that's harder. The problem. Like the moment you're afraid of consequences, you're not about that life.
Wait. So if I had no, because being if I had the ability to be able to do whatever I want without and having the strength to keep myself and the resources to keep myself, it'd be a whole another story, y'all. I'd be out here living
without the power then?
To do whatever. So we'd be a magical girl.
Why?
Less travel. Yeah, evil.
Be an evil one.
I mean,
and remember,
I'd probably want to
witches. They're not. Yeah. They're not like woohoo.
I'd probably want to read minds. Honestly.
Ooh, I don't know if you want that, pal. That's again. This is one of those powers where it's like it sounds great, but really think about that.
Go to a convention and it's probably not the.
I want the ability to shut it on and off, though.
Okay.
That's
I don't want to be like Edward where everyone's I can just hear everyone's thoughts at once.
That's
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what my power would be. I don't know what my power would be. I'll come back to it.
I think my power, I would like the power to enter people's subconsciouses willingly.
What? What is wrong with us?
Oh my God, that is such and what a we're good asking- one.
Like implant thoughts or ideas or just walk around in their dreams and do whatever I want. trap people in their subconsciousness.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, we all have serious problems.
Yeah, we're all
trying that, right? I want to change people's destinies to you want to call in and subvert their subconscious.
Like a little snake, yeah.
Oh my god. That like just plant a small little seed, make them think it's their you idea. Want to inception and just people. Watch the chaos.
That's what I want to do. And you're calling me a villain.
No, you actually want to see
I would see their best path and plan a thing to go that way. It's not that hard to change someone's destiny.
See, when you say that, I figure you're just, I guess because I watch so much Marvel, it's more of like universe. You just choose to be in the universe that is best.
No, I would literally see the path they choose that made them happy.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with me.
But the thing is, you still get to pick whatever path, but there could be someone you really don't like.
I'm gonna give them the worst path.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nightmares.
Right now, good Alex, because you know, with great power comes great responsibility, and you're gonna get.
So you're saying if I'm corrupted
at some point,
I'm giving every. So I well then
maybe 95% of the people you destinies you pick are gonna be good, but you know there's.
I would see what made them the most. Don't do that to me, Frankie.
You know there's that 5%.
Don't do that because I'm thinking of people I would do it to. Yes. Don't do that. No, Frank.
Yes. Yes. No. Put that energy out there.
I am a Jedi like my father before me. No.
So we see how that worked out for them. So
we are not always the good guys. I like to say I am a neutral. I remain neutral.
Yeah. I'm a little more on
I
think even the worst people can be
best for me, not for everybody else. That's what I'll say.
Okay, here you go. I would only do it if I see other people's happiness brings other people's suffering.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I guess if somebody's happiness is bringing other people's suffering, then he would not give that person happiness.
But then that means that person has to suffer.
Well, he's trying to make other people suffer.
Yeah.
So someone's going to suffer no matter what.
Someone's always going to suffer in life. That's just, it is.
Yeah, exactly. Which is what I'm saying. Like, you know, if someone has to suffer, if you got to pick someone to go down the destiny for them to suffer.
I like Cube. I admit it. I like Cube. Right?
That's what you wanted to tell you.
Cube is just honestly, if I watch this show enough, I might get a little tattoo of him or something. That's how much I love this show, guys. Like, I'm very happy. You know, one thing I do want to see, is there another season of the show?
No, what it is they took they did like two movies, right, to represent the first
something
season.
Like that.
Yeah, then they made a third one. That is what is it a continuation or is it just a continuation?
It's like I haven't seen it myself.
It's rebellion,
I don't think it's necessary to watch. I think the story ends it's a good story, but there's like a continuation. I hope it, if it is, maybe I'll probably like watch a video on it after I'm done, but I hope it's just like what their lives are now. And
yeah, because I feel like this kind of opened up a door.
It opened,
like the end of it.
Because Madoka still exists in that new world.
It's yeah.
Not the way they know her.
Nobody remembers
still
her.
Those things now on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. What they call phantoms? Yeah, it's like
something like that. So when Madoka got rid of the witches, was that all the witches in the entire universe galaxy that we know?
The entire history. Okay. Yeah, so, that world.
Basically, Madoka turned into like a time god. That's what I always thought of it. She turned into like a time god. So where she every wish to ever or every witch that ever existed, she just
and that's a good entire galaxy. That,
yeah,
she took their power. Okay. She literally took their magic. Yeah, because you see her going to each one and literally taking them. So the system of witches, never existed. That's why the world was so vast and different, and Kyubei never knew of that other way.
Yeah,
because because that system was literally wiped out. That was never their plan. Like his species never thought, okay, turning them into magic. Well, it was still magical girls, but not as taking the witch and they become witches. It was another way they found it. I forgot what exactly he said it was.
Okay. Oh, I know what my wish would be. Sorry, guys.
What is it?
I want mind control.
Okay. See, we're all doing mind stuff. I love mind control.
Mind control would be great.
That would be. What would you do?
It's just a temporary moment, like in the moment thing.
I just want to point out
like that person at Chipotle invasive. Not giving me enough guac. I'm gonna have enough chicken. I'm gonna have you.
Mine is the coolest because mine is the least invasive because I'm literally making suggestions.
You're not making suggestions. You're making them. Oh, so it's a suggestion.
No, that's
now?
The thing. Yeah, because I said I could see the path and I will try to make your. Technically, it's still not thing because I'm not making you do it.
Oh, I thought you were under the impression that you've been
making that's why I'm like, he's getting rid of free will.
No. I'm just nudging. Because let's say some of my friends know this power of mind works. Then it becomes dangerous where it's like, okay, oh, I'm going to believe him anyway, because clearly it's working. But if people try to give suggestions. You don't have to follow it. But it's almost as much as how much you would believe in me that what I'm saying is true. How much you would believe in my power.
So it's kind of like I mentioned, like Doctor Strange, where he'll show you like, hey, but this is the best path. Now, can you see your own destiny?
That would be the caveat. I can't see my own.
Okay.
That would be too much for me to see my own.
Don't know what you're doing to other people, if it's going to affect you or not.
Me, I wouldn't. And I think that would be the balance.
Okay.
Okay. I think mind control.
I don't want a balance.
And subconscious intervention is the best way to go.
I'm good. I'm good with mine. I'm not a good guy, I'll admit it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'll take the neutral route.
I don't know. I'll probably waver. Probably waver.
See, I'll just do what is best for me. That's what I mean. That's for me, that's neutral.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Yeah.
It's best for
I'm not trying to like change the world or anything. I just want my own personal life to be fine and the people surrounded by me.
No, yeah,
be under my control.
I just want to make everyone be my friend. That's
I'm gonna get into Disney for free. I'm gonna let the person up front just let me in.
Oh,
no, I'm walking to the front of the line and everyone's gonna be fine with it.
They're gonna be bowing to you if you wanted to.
If I wanted to.
You do realize that we still would have the power to transform into costumes and use up. But here's the thing about these abilities. What
you
would
can
our
pick
power...
your costume, I feel like Madoka kind of
because mine is a black trench coat with like shades.
Okay, Matrix.
And I'm just floating around. I'm looking mad serious as hell, but it's the most flamboyant transformation.
I still do. I feel like your dreads though have to get a little curly.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They have to
like
have to get
ponytail or like buns. Like
oh my god, buns?
What the fuck?
Yeah, this would be so cute.
I would transform like, okay. I look up, what the fuck? This is not what we agreed to at QB. And every time I transform, it happens every time.
And black eyeliner.
Black, okay. Yes. Yeah. Black lipstick too.
Oh god.
See, I wasn't going to go as far as lipstick, but
it's a good idea.
Yeah. And you can get a mask if you want to as well.
Tuxedo mask. Aha.
I didn't say you'd look as good as tuxedo mask now.
I didn't say I would look out there. I would look as a big with dread. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Face buns and tuxedo.
If I was a cosplayer, that would definitely be a thing, by the way.
What?
A big black tuxedo mask looking dude. With the dreads hanging out.
Knowing you do a Black Panther tuxedo mask crossover.
You know what? You are fucking genius. God damn it. See, that's why you're a cosplayer.
Exactly.
Like, holy shit. If I was still one day I'll go back to the con life, but if I ever do, thank you for that. Black Panther tuxedo mask.
Oh, and instead of a rose, you could have the whatever flower it is
purple flower. God damn it, Frankie. Ooh, you're fucking genius. I'm going to commission.
Like a little light in it too to make
if it I come back
light
down
up,
there,
yeah that'd be easy
if,
enough too
if I'm gonna commission I'll, whatever you need I will supply you with whatever you need I'll give you measurements yes fucking yes
oh my god I stay tuned guys this is gonna
yes.
be
oh my
this
god
is gonna be great
Black Panther tuxedo fucking mask
I don't
I've
know
always what... wondered of a cosplay that would be it
that would be so and I'm trying to think though. Because you have to keep enough elements of tuxedo mask. The Black Panther will be obvious, but the tuxedo mask you have to hold
it. Yeah, have the hat. This is only with the mask that like with the eye thing.
Well, I'm trying to think Black Panther with a top hat.
It can be done.
Top hat, but with some ears on it.
We'll put some tribal stuff on it.
Oh my god, look at him. Look at him.
We got this. We got this, guys.
Cosplayers.
Like claws too. Like some claws on the end.
Look at you.
Oh my god, this is gonna be great. I wouldn't even know what my costume would be, honestly.
Should we the behind the eye? Should we make it light up purple too? I think that would look cool.
Yeah, it could be a white. It could be a white mask, like the white typical eye mask, but it lights up. It lights up purple.
Oh my fucking god! Yes.
Yeah, and then whatever you do for like a coat or stuff too, we could line that with a little bit of purple.
Oh my, look at that! As well,
like a tribal purple too. That would look really cool.
Yeah, love it all. Not at all.
And then, oh my God, can you imagine? Oh my God. So if you really did do that, I wouldn't have no issue being a Sailor Scout slash, what's the name of the warrior girl?
Dorian Milaje. See what I'm saying? You'd run this scene, son.
Oh my God. Bald cap, here I come. It's gonna be great. We could do that. Oh my God.
Stay tuned.
Stay
coming in 2023 or 24, depending on how it's
25 with how my 25. Life's going right now.
Amazing.
Oh my God, this has turned into like a little mini cosplay. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
we got it.
Madoka Magica, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you get into transformation girl, like magical girls, yeah. you got to talk about the outfits.
Yeah, touch all of them. Yeah. So, okay, about the outfit, do you think she designed her outfit or do you think she was subconsciously like remembering what her outfit like?
I think she subconsciously remembered
what it looked like.
But yeah. I also like to think Madoka? For my own. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it has to do with their personality, I guess. Because again, whatever they're going to be, it's based on that whatever their personality was and who they were, like what their soul was made out of, I guess.
Yeah. But so no, either I think way, she was going to be. Yeah. Subconsciously, like she knew what it was going to be. She probably remembered that was Andrea traveling to her subconscious to let her know, hey, this was your outfit. This was your outfit. But I like to think that she got to choose her own just because I like to think if I became a magical girl, I'd get to design my own outfit. So I'm going to stick with that theory.
Yeah. Because we did see her, she had dreams about Homura, like right in the very beginning. So she, you know, was that dream, was that something she dreamed or that?
That's I the like energy that, of the
that
timeline.
Was her past life. She,
yeah,
that's
bleeding into her.
To the next.
Yeah, because remember, she was absorbing all that energy.
Yeah.
All those lives was focusing on her.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question about someone that I felt like should have been explained a little bit more. What was the girl with the red hair?
Her. Yep.
What's her name? Yeah, her.
I know.
That girl. She was a raging bitch.
Kyoko Sakura.
Yes.
Kyoko. Did they ever explain, like, did we ever get her backstory or no?
Yeah,
we did.
Wait. She was just another
thing. Her confused with C2.
Yeah, they.
That's a hell of a crossover.
I think their backstories are similar. She saved her family. She made it to save her family, and
that's right.
On her.
Okay. Oh yeah, because her father was a preacher, and she did that so like he would get like that was real fucked up by the way.
Yeah, that's a very similar story to C2 though. So I was like picturing in my head, I was like, wait a minute.
And then when he found out, he like killed himself. He killed the rest of his family.
Yeah,
because he realized his like the followers. That was a real fucked up. I'm always this is really messed up.
Oh God, I didn't like her character that much, even though her backstory was sad. I think it was just because the way she came at Suzuka, she just came at her and I was like right after she transformed to a magical girl this bitch just went in and they were literally fighting to the death. I was like
she tried to help her though too. I mean I didn't like her but she also like
she was trying to kill her
like not to make her wish for somebody else.
I think it was just like a jealousy because again she thought she was going to take over mommy's territory and then I'm better than you. But even like you said in the end because she was there when she turned into a full witch with Saika. And that was her, at that moment, she really was trying to help her.
Yeah, but...
She was mean, but she wasn't... She kind of closed herself off because of... She's very old, too, because, like, wasn't her dad, like middle ages or something? Or am I also...
Ooh.
I think...
I feel like she was...
It was... She's old. I wouldn't mind, actually, even though as much as I don't like her, I think it would be interesting if they did a little mini... sequel just seeing her life.
I think she's in Rebellion more actually. Like all what? in that movie. I think
plan on watching that movie. I want any magical girl content I can get right now. I can't believe I'm willing to watch more magical girl shit.
So does this open you up to like more magical girl stuff then?
Yeah, because I've even been a little standoffish with Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like I really
that's not your generation, yeah.
Not even that, because like even stuff that came out like well before me, like I've watched and loved, but I like action. I want the action. But for some reason, this whole little magical girl thing, and I'm not girly girl either, but this magical girl transformation thing, I'm willing to watch more. I've seen a couple episodes of Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
I'm willing to dive into Sailor Moon and maybe some other more magical girl stuff that's a little more badass.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm this opened up.
I'm glad this opened that up for you too.
It did. I can't believe I liked it this much. Oh my god.
You should cosplay it. Cosplay Madoka.
I'm not gonna lie, that
not Madoka though.
I wouldn't cosplay as her. I'd probably cosplay as what's her name? Homebrew. Oh god.
Homura. Yeah.
I'd probably cosplay as Homura because I like her boots a lot too. Because I'm not wearing all pink. I can't do it. I draw the line there.
I do it. I'll do Madoka. You be Homura.
Oh my god! That should be one of our Hallmark cosplays. Because I need a second. I need a second outfit.
You would get a lot of attention.
We would.
Yeah, we would. Madoka Magic. Oh my god! Okay. You got to look real twisted, like have a little blood hanging out.
We could do a little
horror. Yeah, mixed the horror. Yeah, and the plushie of Cuba. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god. Okay. Speaking of, because I'm thinking that. Oh, I cosplay. Like, oh my god, I get to have guns again. I loved carrying a gun around at MegaCon.
Oh yeah.
But oh my god. So when we finally found out that was her thing, was guns and explosives. I was
That last fight. Oh my god.
That last fight was so good. But even when it showed her before she was a magical girl going into the locker. And just, well, no, she was a magical girl at that point, right? Or no, she just had the little shield thing.
No, she just had access to an arsenal.
Yeah, and she's just pulling out these huge, like an AK-47, a Glock. I'm like, girl, she Googled how to make a bomb.
Yeah, that thing, like her power is, I don't know what it is. Because but also she can augment them. Because she didn't grab them, but when it came to now fight, she had a fucking mini army of arsenal. ready at any moment. She had the whole building full of just guns ready to
figure out. Yeah, she had to use like that with her time power, I think, too.
She had time. I'm like, this shit is amazing.
Because I was watching it with I was watching the last couple episodes with my boyfriend, and he's like, what the fuck are you watching? And he saw like the last fight and he was like, what is this? I was like, I'm telling you, like,
that shit,
it's good,
it's that stuff, man.
These cute little girls that are packing power stuff, though.
It's good.
That was probably one of my favorite parts was seeing like
she was ready to go.
Yeah,
she's had this fight 1,000 times. Well, I mean, as many times as she kept going back, she knew how to fight. Problem is, she couldn't finish it.
She would keep going back over and over and over again, too. She didn't care.
And isn't she considered one of the stronger magical girls or something?
I would consider her one of the stronger because she's had so much
time for experience.
Time.
Yeah. Well, I think they even addressed it too.
Yeah.
I think they addressed it too, saying, I think she addressed it herself when she would go in and like stop mama and stuff. She's like, oh, you know, you can't win this, like yada, yada, yada.
She knew game plus to herself. She would play the game fully, go back, take all the saved experience, play the game over, take back more experience, and keep going back. Ultimate cheat code.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm cosplaying her.
When they got mad at her for like, why wouldn't you tell us? And then she like, you find out that she did tell them everything and they didn't believe
her. It never worked out. Oh. So that's why this timeline was so sad, because it's literally the darkest timeline.
Yeah.
Like she did everything, every incarnation to help them, bring them in the fold. Hey guys, this is going to happen. It would always work out the same way. So this version of her, she's like, I have to remove you guys from it. I have to separate myself. Because me getting close to you guys
is what
hurts you.
Which even, it's really not like, she wasn't the cause of like, she was the cause of this, but she wasn't like the initial start of it. Because if she never showed up, Madoka would have died anyway during that fight.
Yeah.
So she just is the cause of the timeline being all messed up. But I think Madoka was always meant to die.
Yeah,
that's the and thing. That's they mentioned her fate and stuff too. Like you're interfering with fate, and even ultimately, like her fate still played never out to changed. Be true. Yeah. In a sense, she's alive, but
she's not, and nobody remembers her.
Yeah,
like her family. When we see her family, and like,
oh my her, god, what he's saying, Madoka, Madoka, Madoka. And I'm like, oh my
her
god.
Her mom's like, who is that?
And I realized that was her parents.
That was. Mm-hmm. Her mom was cool too. I liked her mom. I was worried they were gonna get killed. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm glad they didn't.
I was like, please don't kill the family. especially the mom. I was like, please don't kill the mom on some bullshit like that.
God. And even the mom, when she saw her ribbon, and she was like, oh, I like that ribbon. That's my style. I'm like, she's like, do you want it?
To my daughter.
No. I'm like, oh.
Didn't she say if I had a daughter, I'd give her a ribbon like that or something?
Yeah. Oh. And I'm like, oh, God. One of the few animes I was happy with, like, a really happy ending. Normally, I want everyone to get murked at the end, but I was happy.
I don't think that was a happy ending, though. I mean, I guess so, but also.
What? Didn't everyone live?
Yeah, everyone lived.
But it was still sad.
I mean, look.
Nobody remembers her.
But her
family. They don't know that.
I know it. And so
Alex
I'm
chose
sad.
The path that would cause the least pain for them.
Yeah.
So
she lelouched herself.
Yeah. They're always bringing it back to Code Geass.
I will always bring it back to Code Geass.
Yeah. I am curious, though, to see. I want to see. I want more, honestly. I want more because they could do so much with this. I want to see what Madoka's whole thing is now, like what she's able to actually do. Because she said, oh, I'll see you again to Suzuka.
I'm not going to lie. I think it exists in visual novel. Because when you look it up the wiki, there's a lot of information thrown at you. As if it continued, I don't know, through visual novels or manga. Because it's a big franchise.
Yeah.
I think like those things did exist in other ways, shape, or form. And maybe in that movie as well.
Yeah, I need to know more now about what's going to happen with the phantoms on the earth, with what happens to if what's I keep calling to call her Hombre.
Homura.
I want to like know what Homura, if she's going to fuck up any more timelines and all of that, and if she's going to try to reverse something again, and if Ukube is going to intervene, and I want to see the other universes, what they were going through with the witches and all that too.
Some
we got to see it. Now
too.
I realize. Yeah. More backstories.
Like I'd also, the witches that we do meet, I would like to see some of their backstories too.
Yes. I want to see them because especially the one at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see like what magical girls were.
So apparently like her witch form, because what she becomes is called, I'm going to butcher this name. Kremhild Gretchen, Witch of Misfortune. So it says, the Witch of her nature is mercy. She absorbs any life on the planet into her newly created heaven in misfortune, her barrier. The only way to defeat this witch is to make the world free of misfortune. There's no grief in this world. It's a lot going
Wait,
on.
Who becomes that witch?
Madoka.
Ooh.
She has a witch form, apparently. So the story continues, maybe in manga form. Because she becomes a goddess, yeah.
Yeah.
So becoming the law of cycles, long pink hair. Underneath, yeah, there's a lot going on.
I'm going to dive so deep into this lore, guys.
I like that it's one of those stories where it has like a good ending, but it also, there's more, like you could go in more to it if you wanted to. Like you could end right here at the very end of the TV show and be satisfied with it. But if you want to, like there's more options available for you. It doesn't come across as one of those shows where it's like, oh, it was popular. Let's make more of it for the money. Like it has a good ending, but it also opens another chapter.
Right. Well, which is why I was saying at the beginning, like it left me very satisfied.
Yeah.
I want more because I liked it though, but it's still like it was, and especially in because some of the 12 episode animes I watched, each episode was an hour and stuff too.
So
it still turned out to be a what was one of them? It was a horror anime called Another about like high school. I should make you guys watch that one because that one's actually pretty interesting. That was a lot of death and gore and blood and like some really, really crazy kid. Like one girl like got impaled by an umbrella falling down the stairs because that was her fate and her destiny. But yeah, it was 12 episodes, but each episode was like 40 minutes or an hour or so. So there was still that whole like full one season anime thing. So the fact that they did this in 6 hours, not even less than that,
it told a full story.
A perfect well-rounded story with enough complex things going on too to keep you entertained, but not overly
complex to where you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. So. I will say, I think the first time I watched it, it was a little bit confusing seeing her, the end of Madoka's story, because it was like, okay, she just turned into a god. Yeah. But then, like, going back and being able to, like, sit and process it and, like, think about what happened made it easier to understand. But right when you finish it, it's like, oh, that was a lot of information to process, like, to take in all at once.
Yeah, which is why I was saying I was a little confused, but as we've talked about it, I'm like, okay, no, like,
it makes more sense.
It makes sense, because, like, I feel like, yeah, a lot does get thrown at you mm-hmm. at the end, and then the time skips were messing with me a little bit, because I felt like I was missing something, but then I was like, no, like, that they pieced it and patched it together perfectly.
Yeah.
Unlike some.
Also, like, other than, I know we know QB is a quote-unquote villain, there's no real malicious villain. Yeah. These are just things that was happening. There's no clear view. Cube says this is the system, but at no point did Cube actively go and mess with anybody. He was just there. He was literally hanging on their shoulder around them the whole time. He's like, yes, I'm the villain. Yes, I'm what if this how you want to view me. But remember, it's all in terms of perspective. You may view me as a villain. I'm just a law of nature. That's how he viewed himself.
Yeah.
So he never actively said, no, don't do this. If you do this, I'm going to do it. Because even while Purgus not got it. Was just a force of nature, and it had to do with more of these characters dealing with things bigger than themselves and how to stop it. So what Madoka did was like, all right, I will break the system. That was basically her. And even Cube is like, okay, I like it. It's been working, but if you find it, literally, he's basically saying, if you have a better way, let's see it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Well, I feel like he was a little pushy with Madoka, though. He was a little, because he wanted
her
to, yeah, so he was a little,
but he said, I never forced you, I always gave you, always had the choice. Let's put it this way, he didn't make the boy sick, the boy just happened to be sick.
Yeah.
He didn't make all, like, and things are just, again, this, like, even if you go back in time, so that would based on the other ones, he did using Joan of Arc as a thing. Remember this, the world of suffering, Joan of Arc, just to throw a little history of where she was coming from. Giving basically what this is saying is that she made a wish so she can be strong enough to save her nation.
Yeah.
He didn't make that war happen. And he even told you, like, you humans are destructive people. These things happen around your world all the time. I'm just here to give you an outlet to stop it. Cleopatra, whatever was going on during her time. It's like, I'm just here to say, here, this is a way. Do I get something out of it? Of course. But guess what? It's kind of for the greater good.
Yeah.
I want to see... magical girl Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
Especially with knowing how she dies. Like, how are you a magical girl and you let the people just
burn you at the stake? Did they burn her at the stake, or was she becoming a witch?
Because people also couldn't see witches.
So from their point of view, she just burned up. When in reality, she just turned into a witch.
Oh my god, this would be so okay. And especially back in that time area where was Joan of Arc where everyone thought they were witches? No, this was way before.
Okay,
so they should do the Salem witch trials, magical girls.
I can't remember. Didn't they show from that time period too?
They might have just done a quick glimpse, I want to see the Salem witch trials and them accusing everyone of being a witch. And
because that's exactly what they were accusing, little 16-year-old little girls.
Yeah, because someone leaked out the information that one of these magical girls, like, oh no, she's a magical girl, and apparently she's gonna turn into a witch. Like, and a little girl runs off and tells her best friend, like, hey, like this, or one of the girls that Cube goes and like says, hey, you can do this, and explaining, and she's seeing everything. It's like, oh yeah, these magical girls turn into witches if something goes wrong, and she gets freaked out, and she's like, someone help, like, and boom, Salem witch trials. Hire me, guys. Yeah. I will write this for you.
Or Eve from Adam and Eve.
Ooh, that was the first original magical girl. Ooh. Oh
my God. I don't know how they would do it, but
that just like Yubei was a snake.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yep. Yes.
The fruit would be turning into a magical girl.
And then once he realized that snakes actually freak out little girls, he changed his form into that cute little like cat thing, because I'm pretty sure he has the ability to change
that's not what he looks like. There's no way he looks like that.
Yeah,
he's just appealing to to his audience.
Like,
to
you're
his
not going to eat your own body and be all cute. Now, bullshit. You have a real form.
Yeah. But then wouldn't that mean that Eve would have to be like a 10-year-old girl?
History.
Yeah. Shame, I mean, shame.
I mean, it's anime.
It's possible.
Let it slide. Stuff though.
Mm.
Ooh.
I feel like there's a bunch of like a lot of good stories that they could do where they can make historical figures magical doors or historical points in time.
Yeah. And just Cube doing fucked up shit throughout history. Yeah, we know the end, but how did he get to this point?
Who did he meet along the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know all the historical figures. Because like he said if it wasn't for him, like civilization would have never advanced.
Yeah.
So, oh my God.
Like some good points in time too. Some point in World War II.
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth.
She's definitely a magical girl. Well, as long as she's been alive, she's a magical girl. I want to see that.
Nah, she would have turned into a witch by now. Bullshit. Yeah, she would have been a witch by now. I mean, unless she is. Unless that's her form.
Yeah, I'm about to say it. Yeah. Sorry, Queen England.
Victoria, one of the old ones.
Wonder what?
Queen Victoria or something. The one who liked Shakespeare a lot.
She would
be cool. Well, it'd probably be ones that died young.
Yeah.
There was one, I know I listened to it on my true crime podcast. She was a queen and she was actually like killing the people who she would like have to come in and help her. And she would like bathe in their blood. I have to figure out her name.
I think there was a French, someone not French, but like from Louisiana or something. And they would do that back in like, according to American Horror Story, that's a thing. I don't know if
it's yeah. Oh, that would be anything with New Orleans and magical girls would be really, really good.
Or a Princess Anastasia.
Ooh. Yeah. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas
was a magical girl.
I could see
Mulan.
Mulan. Oh, Mulan would so be a magical girl.
All right, guys, hire us. We're going to make magical girl stories.
There is so much you can do with this concept. Just take it and run wild, please. Yeah. We need more. Coming from someone who's only 28 years old, I need more magical girl content. I need it. Because it's great. It's great. And hopefully in the future, they'll release a little something.
They released something in 2020, so... There's always that potential.
They released something you said in 2020? Yeah.
Magia Record. Puella Magi Madoka Magica Side Story is what it's called. I don't think it's about Madoka. It's about one of the side characters, but they did release something, so they could.
I'll get back to you guys on that. I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah.
Well, first, I got to get through the last homework assignment show.
Me too.
And then, how's that going, Andrea?
I actually didn't watch TV at all today. I was going to, but I didn't.
So you haven't rewatched the first season of Scissor Seven yet?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I think I need a little bit of a break because I watched like three episodes in like a really fast time. So I'm just like taking a little bit of a breather.
You mean three episodes or three seasons?
That's what I meant.
Okay. I was about to say three episodes.
Yeah, three episodes.
What the heck? No.
It's like I watched this show in 2 days. So
like three shows at like one time. So I just need to like take a step back.
Yeah.
That's the problem with binging shows. It just it makes it
certain
hard.
Things you wanna like I when Madoka Magica, I spaced it out. Like I didn't just binge it. I watched first four, then the other four. And then once like we got to the, I was like, all right, let's ride this out.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm doing this the wrong and hard way of I started it Friday night, and finished it, today.
That's not that bad.
But it was great. Like
it's only
12
episodes. It's not like you watched like.
Well, but the amount of free time I actually had was really consumed with it. That might be why I'm slightly obsessed because that's all my free time has been watching this show. So, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Any last closing, not arguments. Closing words for this amazing anime, guys.
I'll go first. Thank you, Andrea, for making again. You guys are making me watch things I would just I've heard about it, but you made me face this of again, even though I knew how it ended, watching it was fun. And once I figured out the twist of what home it was, because I knew nothing about that part.
You knew that was, but you didn't know everything, yeah, which is why was, I really I didn't care that you knew about Cube, because
that wasn't even the biggest thing.
it's
Homura and what she went through. I'm literally when her episode aired, and I was like, wait, what? I was like, this shit's good. Like the fact that part was never spoiled for me. I don't think it's ever spoiled in any. I mean, it probably is out there, but again, the much as that this anime was put on my radar about Cube, because I think people focus on that. I think that's why it's underrated. Because okay, he's evil. He's not, and I think they miss out on what Homura did and why it's so, like, with the time travel aspect, with that was always underrepresented.
Yeah.
When that's a big deal of this show, bigger than what Cube did. Cube is just, it is what it is. That's his system. Okay. But like I said, the focus is always on Cube instead of missing that part, which I guess helps bring people in, but also maybe why most people didn't want to check it out because of that.
It's just like, oh, evil cat. Okay.
Jen,
it's an overall good story.
Yeah.
But Frankie, any closing?
Yeah. So this show is 100% underrated. I think it needs to be on a lot more people's radars. Don't let the initial animation style of, like, it's just a whole bunch of like young 10-year-old girls, and it seemed like they're going through like their typical girl problems and then magical girl and all that. Don't let that sidetrack you. It is still a really, really, really good, deep, dark story. The animation is, oh my gosh, the animation is great. Like when Alex said, when the witches get introduced and it just completely changes and it turns into like some weird abstract type of painting situation. Oh my God, that's like an illusion. The fight scenes are great. The character development throughout the show is great. The character connections, just everything about the show is great. I'm struggling because I like to try and critique.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling to find something to critique.
Yeah.
The only show I have is just the general animation style. It's not my favorite. Their heads are kind of square and
I feel like that's the style for
that's okay, you can get used to it, but it's not like Demon Slayer style, if that makes sense.
Well, Demon Slayer is just in a completely different category.
Yeah, you can't.
Demon Slayer is unrealistic.
That's not fair. That's UFO Table. The studio is literally called Unlimited Budget Works. That's the joke they make. But that's not fair to them. No one has UFO Table money. Maybe Mad Studio Mad that does Attack on Titan.
Maybe.
But no, that's not fair.
And when did the show come out?
2013?
Yeah. So
that's not
we were not expecting.
For the whole show, like, in that to be the only thing, it's a great show.
And look what they did, like you said, in just 12 episodes.
Yeah. I'm about to say, and that too. Like, it's such an easy watch too. Yeah. And it keeps you interested. You find out some new little thing to add to the plot every single episode.
Goes down easy.
Yeah, you're never sitting there one episode like, oh wow, well, much didn't happen in this one. Yeah. Something that always pops off to add on to the story, whether it's information or a fight or a new character or just something. But I highly recommend, everyone needs to go and watch this. Like I said, this should definitely be on a lot more people's radars, and and I hope eventually, you know, becomes part of the big three. No, I'm joking. But
one
no yeah
out
but,
Madoka in
yeah but yes oh my okay God. Honestly,
even I wouldn't say that. I could never
12 episodes versus 1200 episodes, guys, come on.
And literally
but thank you, Andrea, for recommending, because I don't think I would ever have watched this if it wasn't for the assignment. So I loved it. Yeah
Good. I think it was for you probably a good comeback from Steins Gate.
Oh my God, that might be another reason why I'm just like in love with this anime right now, is because the time traveling element was just so much better.
But yeah, so I definitely watch this show if you haven't. If you've gotten this far into the podcast and you haven't seen it, sorry that we talked about the whole thing. We didn't.
Well, everyone should know these are all spoiler alerts at this point. Spoiler like that's on. It sounds like a personal problem if you don't know it. So,
but yeah, definitely. Yeah. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. If you have watched it, go watch it again, because why not? It's an easy show. But yeah, just overall really good. Like you guys were saying before, like there's something that always happens in every episode, so you're not ending the episode feeling like nothing really happened, and you're learning more about characters and storylines. And yeah, there's definitely a reason why I added this show on here, and I'm glad you guys got to watch it.
Yay! All right, well, that is it for our Pula Magica, Madoka Magica episode. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. Once again, I am Frankie, aka Pixel Potato. We will keep signing out in alphabetical order.
Once again, as throughout my life, especially in school, I go first. Double ways, because if you can say my first name and last name.
I would
always win. Yes, this is Alex A-Town Ryan. Thank you for making me watch this, Andrea. Once again, another banger on the list, knocked out. I don't know about mine too much. Look, take it how you get it. I don't think mine will live up like these two have, because again, I did like Science Gate, other than what Frankie said.
It was good. It was good, guys. It was good. It was.
I did like Science Gate. I like Madoka Magica. We know how wait till we talk about season 7.
I can't wait for that. Wait till we talk about season 7. It's gonna be so good.
So we're good on poor. I don't even know if I like mine as much. I gotta go rewatch. I think I did, because I did watch the actual content. Will that what we do next, mine, or is it season 7?
Yeah, because everyone's watched yours. Well, I haven't. Yeah. I'll be spending the
I'll go rewatch week. Mine.
But I think Cole has I have. Yeah, Cole and Andrea both have it, so I'm gonna spend this week. I'm gonna start watching it tonight, and then everyone is still. Andrea and Cole still need to watch them.
I will say mine.
I don't like
how
everyone saved mine for last. I'm just saying. Yeah.
You know what it is? It's because yours is the longest.
Mine's
got all the short ones out first.
But mine, honestly, once you put all the episodes together, it's still the same amount of time spent watching versus a 24. Oh yeah, yours is the short. Yours should be the first one. I don't know why we all.
I think mine is the same. I think mine is the same length.
That one is also 12.
12 episodes. If you choose to watch the movie, go ahead as well. But mine is way more subtle. I think it's more circumstantial.
Yeah.
And what the characters do when you it's about a game, and that's exactly what my episodes were. Just a sneak preview. I will be asking. If you had that, the same way we talk about this, I will focus heavily on that aspect too of the game, because that's what sold me. I was like, I want this power. I want this ability. I want that phone.
Yeah.
So that's what, it's going to be fun. Trust me.
And mine's just fun. Mine's just a fun, just
fucking
great,
crazy,
amazing.
I think I'm going to rewatch it just so I can remember every joke from the beginning.
Now. Yeah, it's full of jokes. It's full of action. It's full of grit. Mine's probably the most fun.
Wasn't I live texting you while watching it?
Yes, you were. The amount of ground you covered, how quickly you watched
because
it.
Because that shit, all I'm going to say is Street Fighter montage fighting. And I think I sent you that. It was okay, that's what sold me.
Oh, yeah, because they have the parts where it's like that for health bars.
Yeah, when they did the Street Fighter fight parody, I'm like, you got me. This was it.
And it's
I'm gonna watch mine. I'm gonna watch you rewatch.
Indestructible Virgin is still my favorite fight move throughout the entire.
Guys, if you don't know what we're talking about, you will.
I think I'm gonna just start from season 1 tonight.
And I said, mine's a total of 30 episodes, about. But some of the episodes are only
10 minutes.
12 minutes long. Yeah. So it's short.
Yeah,
it's
that's short. What kept throwing me off, because I'm like, wait, it's done already? What the fuck? Then I realized, oh no, those episodes are short.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's great. And it has great backstory, great character development, great fights, great animation. Once you realize how the animation is, it fits perfectly with the show.
Definitely don't watch it dubbed, because that Chinese is gonna fuck.
No, it's a Chinese anime, so don't.
Wait, don't watch it dubbed?
I mean, definitely watch it dubbed. Yeah, watch it.
Yeah, watch it dubbed. Don't watch it.
For Japanese, I can watch Japanese stuff because it's ingrained. But watching that shit in China, I'm like, what is happening and why does my head hurt so much? Because
the cadence is
so off. It's Japanese so is Chinese is like a way wavy. It gives me a headache.
I'm not gonna do a Chinese impersonation because I was thinking, I was like, oh, maybe she was like, no. Yeah, it's gonna be bad. But yeah, so next episode we will be doing is Eden of the East. I'm curious because I don't know. I just know something about a decision being made. This is like probably the only one that hasn't been spoiled for me. So I'm happy to be going into it blind, no expectations.
I don't remember everything. I know like outlines.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so looking forward to it. All right, everyone, thanks again for tuning in, and we will see you guys or hear and listen to us next week. Bye.
Deuces.